Christmas my true love gave to me. 9 telemarketers.
G'day mate, this is Colin Jones. Are you wanting greater car rates?
8 Bollywood films, 7 11 workers, 6 IT graduates, 5 Indian games. Oh, Hare Krishna, 3 butter chickens, 2 nosy in-laws, and a totally insufficient dowry.
2 turtle doves. You know, it's also National Lemon Cupcake Day.
Now, you're supposed to give 2 lemon cupcakes?
I think so. I think so. Or leave them for Santa. I don't know. Yeah. It is Wednesday, December 15th, the second day of Christmas. And if you are just joining us, this is our second daily episode this year. We're Two Kens, twokenscomedy.com.
And if you were in the middle of holiday shopping, you were probably as frazzled as we are.
Yeah. Well, you know, is it possible, I wonder, to have too much Christmas spirit?
There's a drunken uncle joke in here somewhere.
Yeah, well, let me ask you, if your uncle lives in that neighborhood, or is there someone in your neighborhood? You know, one of those clowns who thinks this is the time of year that you light your house up so it's kind of like Times Square on New Year's Eve?
Yeah, or like Chevy Chase as Clark Griswold in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Remember there you go. Yeah, it's a competitive sport, decorating the house. Well, you haven't met anybody yet. I'm going to introduce you to the guy who invented this nonsense. So get your dark glasses and meet me back here in a few minutes. This, by the way, is Ironwood Rain, Scott Burns, and the band, the acoustic rock folks out of Colorado, and All I Need.
It's time to close my eyes and sleep, dream about the special things. Dreams of laughter and dreams of love, dreams of meeting Santa Claus. Oh, I've been good, I've done what's right. Will he come to see me tonight? What's that sound I hear above? I wonder if it's Santa Claus. A game of chess and a catcher's mitt, puppy dogs on 5 foot stilts, a set of drums and a blue guitar, some rollerblades and matchbox cars.
Dear Santa, I've been especially good this year. Here's all my wishes. I hope I don't forget something important.
Oh, I've got a feeling that this could be my year. So I'll share my list. I know Santa's near. And in the morning when I wake up, I'd like to find a bright red truck, a Lego set and a soccer ball. I'd really like to have it all. But I've been blessed, though we are not rich. So I think that I have changed my mind a bit. My bed is warm and my belly's full. My mom and dad take me to school. My needs are small, but my wants are big. Not so for so many kids. Santa, please take all my toys to some needy girls and boys. My family and friends are here to give me all I need this year.
I miss Ironwood Rain. A couple club indies ago, we interviewed them. So I promised I was going to introduce you to the guy who, you know, he's the Clark Griswold of the world. His name is Mike Babick, and he lives out in Prairieville Village, Kansas.
Of course, of course he does.
Prairie Village, Kansas. Yeah. Mike Babick's display of Christmas spirit has grown so popular that there's at least 30 neighbors who want to hang him from one of the displays. They complain that his expanding array of lights, and you're not going to believe just how much he puts into this, and holiday figures draw the unwelcome gawkers. Well, Babbick's passion for the holiday has taken his one-story home in the Kansas City suburb of Prairie Village. And, well, to give you an idea, now, this is a one-story house, 1,000 full-sized figurines housed in display cases from the grass to the rooftop.
Lord.
Babbick, who's 69 years old, claims his display requires a month to set up and draws 250,000 visitors each year to this tiny little neighborhood. And he has a vehicle counter installed at both ends of his street. This guy, you know. Anyway, he says, it's a gigantic Christmas present to everyone from me. Yeah, well, Mike, not a lot of your neighbors agree with this.
No, thank you. Yeah.
How much is too much? His neighbors say cars, limos, tour buses sometimes block the streets and driveways 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Some of the visitors trudge across the lawns and, you know, there's no bathrooms or outhouses there, so. One neighbor, Bob Myra, who lives two doors down, says there are too many people and nobody seems to respect anybody anymore. Well, no, you know, 250,000 people. In response to the some 30 formal complaints, police in Prairie Village have blocked temporarily and made it a one-way street. They put up no parking signs, like that makes any difference. Myra says, we're not anti-Christmas. Nobody's anti-Christmas. Heck, I got a display in my house, but it ain't nothing like this.
I love the ain't nothing. That's a good touch.
Yeah. He says there are only a couple Grinches in the whole bunch, Babbick says. He says, we have a lot of frowns turned to smiles. What I really like to see is the kids, the laughing, the smiling. That's my reward. Yeah. Mike, you know, as an aside, I've never understood I think it's like those commercials for the lawn, you know, where you kill the weeds. The two guys are out there with the, with the, you know, the showdown tombstone music playing and, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
The only real law around here is the cowboys.
It's that male testosterone thing run amok, I think.
I don't know. What happens when he plugs it in? Does the rest of the town go dark?
I think so. The state of Kansas.
if you're one of the neighbors and you wanted to mess them up, what if you just like loosened one of the bulbs and one of the, wouldn't all of them go out? Isn't that what happens?
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
If Santa is smart, he'll stay well clear of this joint. It's a death trap.
Everybody come out quick, look at the lights.
That thing had 9 lives. She just spent them all.
You know, the city probably doesn't use streetlights at the time of year.
They don't need them.
They save money on electricity. On our way out, these are the Nadas. They have been together for 16 years in Des Moines, Iowa. They're a rock acoustic alternative band. And here comes Christmas. Apparently, they're headed for Prairie Village, Kansas. We'll see you tomorrow for day 3 of our 12 Days of Christmas on You Can't Make It Up.
Some kids today, while we were playing, I heard them say, they weren't complaining. Is it true what I heard about Christmas?
You Can't Make It Up is a Penguin Pods production. Look for us at 2, 2kenscomedy.com.
Could pull a slave from there to here. Can you explain to me how to get down a chimney? And here comes Christmas. May all your wish lists come true. at home to us for Christmas. He's so far away, so long without him. I wanna say something about him to you, so you know why. Here.